What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I can see how this would pump people up.
It's pretty cool. His name's Wilson. It's fun.
Sounds pretty good. All right, so good morning to you from Borgata, our home base every Friday. We love being here. Believe it or not, the final Friday of the summer, not the technical summer. I always follow the untechnical variety. I mean, to me, it's Memorial Day to Labor Day. And believe it or not, this is it. This is the end of the road. As Pop Fisher said to Roy Hobbs, end of the road, Hobbs. This is it for the summer. But it doesn't mean that we don't have a lot of great stuff up ahead as a show and as a sports community. Because, of course, the Eagles are right around the corner. John, can you believe this is our final Friday before the Eagles play a game? Play next Thursday.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Isn't that wild?
I can't believe that a lot of these starters have done so little.
Yeah, well,
based on what we've seen, we've actually been there at practice.
That's smart coaching right there.
So next week, they're fresh.
So next week we're going to have all sorts of coverage for the start of the season and to preview the whole thing. Preview Eagles Cowboys, preview the whole season. One of the things we're going to have, and we've announced this before, is we're going to be at McGurk's in Royersford on Wednesday. So the day before the season, we're going to have a whole day. I mean, we might sprinkle in some Phillies, obviously, especially if Kyle Schwarber hits five homers the night before. But on Wednesday of next week, we're going to have a huge day of programming. The McGurk's in Royersford, a couple different McGurk's in the area. We love being at McGurk's. And the Royersford McGurk is going to be our home base for our show, Joe and Hugh, Spike Ike and Boban from 2 to 6. It's going to be a great day. And I'm sure a lot of people know, many people have been there before when we do these shows on the road, and it's fun. We want to announce a little add-on to those 12 hours of programming because, we like to bring out some special guests when it's time for, a big show before the season begins. Next week, from 5 to 6 at McGurk's in Royersford, and we haven't heard from him, in my opinion, in a while locally, Terrell Owens. Terrell Owens. T.O. will be on WIP next week,
wow.
5 to 6, McGurk's in Royersford. And you can be there. I said you can be involved. You can be there. Get yourself to McGurk's next week. Look, any portion of it, 6 a.m., 6 p.m., the whole thing, 12 hours. But obviously, especially for the 1 hour T.O.'s there. And here's what makes it even more something. Exactly. Right, James? I mean, pretty freaking cool.
It's a wow. Like that. Like,
oh, it's
that's
a wow.
So cool, man.
Here's what makes it even cooler. Hugh is going to be co-hosting that hour along with Spike Ike and Jack.
Whoa.
Which means Naked Hugh Douglas.
Whoa.
Or formerly Naked Hugh Douglas when they got into the fight back in 2005 when Hugh was naked and T.O. was causing all sorts of problems that summer for Andy and Donovan and the Eagles organization. And Hugh at one point stepped up and was like, all right, my man, enough is enough. And it happened to be a naked Hugh and a fully clothed T.O. And that's a battle, by the way.
I mean, that's an all-time Philly story.
I don't remember where I was at that point in time. How did I miss that?
Because the whole world didn't miss it. I don't know how you missed it. I mean,
but you were on the Eagles then, right?
Yeah, he hadn't gotten cut yet.
Yeah.
So you just weren't physically.
Was I in the cold tub?
I don't know what to tell you, man. So we are going to try to bring together. I mean, we know what's going to happen. The question is, what's it? Seltzer, what's it going to look like when Hugh Douglas
Dude,
and Terrell Owens?
This is crazy. Like, this is legit crazy. I mean, we all know the story. We've all talked about it. So I can't believe they're going to sit at the same table and hash it out. Like, the stories, we might find out stuff about, I mean, I'm sure we will, about that we've never known. And that's one of those stories. We've always wondered, like, exactly how it went down, exactly what happened.
Yeah.
This is, like, really freaking cool.
Yeah, so it's going to be the day before the season begins. By the way, it's all right around the 20th anniversary of all that, because that stuff was all going on August of 2005. And a similar sort of deal. Now, the team hadn't just won the Super Bowl, but they'd just been to the Super Bowl, obviously had a great team going into 05. Wheels came off. Everyone knows that. But anyway, get yourself to – so, number one, listen to WIP next week, all through the week, for coverage for the start of the season, particularly on Wednesday from McGurk's. If you can be there, please do so, any portion of 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. And know that Terrell Owens will be on with the afternoon guys, and that will include Hugh Douglas sitting in that hour. By the way, T.O. Just put out a social media post a couple minutes back, and here's what it says. He says, next week I'm teaming up with Grand Core Amino, as we talked about yesterday with Brandon Graham in studio. BG's tied into Grand Core Amino, so am I, so is T.O. T.O. wrote, I'm teaming up with Grand Core Amino, Kevin Hart's Tequila, first stop Wednesday night, 5 to 6 at McGurk's in Royersford with Sports Radio 94 WIP. Then he says, me and my guy. Now, I don't know if that's tongue-in-cheek. You know, he goes, me and my guy, Hugh Douglas, .. Yeah, you heard me right. We're putting all that old beef behind us and showing nothing but love for Birds Nation.
Wow, dude.
So get yourself to McGurk's next week, and if you can, of course, listen to WIP. It should be quite an hour and quite a day. Let's go to the phones. We'll get to drop of the week coming up shortly. But let's go to Matt Ridley right now. Hi, Matt.
Yeah, pathetic, Joseph. Pathetic today.
Yeah, they were tough questions.
Joe? What a demoralizing, debilitating, disheartening, disappointing, disgraceful defeat suffered today.
Nailed it.
One question, right, Joe? Have you ever got zero? Have you ever done
Yes, worse? I have gotten zero, actually.
We actually had a 0-0 tie one time.
And you know those questions were really hard, Matt.
That's the only way
that would happen to the Hammer.
But I thought you were a genius, a guru.
Never said I'm a genius. Never said that.
Well, yeah, you're
I mean, many have said it about me. I'm just saying I don't say it about myself.
Oh, come on, Joe.
Yeah, because I'm a humble guy here. Nothing but humility.
Humility? Joe, come on. Seriously?
Matt, who are you rooting for? Me or Fritz? Hey, Matt. Me or Fritz? Yeah. Who do you want to see win?
Are you kidding me? Fritz.
Okay.
As much as me and Bloomsburg don't see eye to eye on most things, I got to root for him. Even though you're the underdog, I can't root for you to win at anything, Joe. Come on.
That's your choice.
Come on.
I mean, I've never been nothing but nice to you, Matt, but okay.
Joseph, you are a gentleman and a scholar. I will give you that.
Thank you, sir.
I will give you that. It was an interesting day when I saw you. That was a fun day, and you were a gentleman.
Thank you, sir.
You guys are a good bunch of guys. Real quick, so going to be a rough one for the Birds, I think, this year. I don't see Saquon obviously getting back to what he did. He's not going to break 2,000 yards. I think that's historic if he can do back-to-back 2,000 yards.
Well, it's never happened before, so it certainly would be. I'll tell you this, Matt. I actually feel that he's going to be as effective. I mean, I'm not saying it's necessarily 2,000 yards. If he does not get injured, which of course you can never know, but
if he does not get injured, I just
feel like how bottled up he was in New York, that he could just sort of do the same thing again. I maybe I'm being foolish in thinking that, but it's honestly what I think.
Well, you know what, Joe? I'm hopeful that he can do it, but I mean, it'd be realistically, we are going to have a tough season. The year after a Super Bowl win, I'm sorry, yeah, Super Bowl season is usually right. Is usually a very tough season, and you usually don't go. I mean, we went two Super Bowls in 3 years, went to two, lost one, won one.
Yep.
But going to a second one again, man, it's going to be rough. I mean, I'm just trying to take it one game at a time, 1 week at a time, and yeah, just like great Don Shula said, it's a one season game. That's all we have to worry about. Let's just worry about Dallas and. Let's not look ahead to Kansas City.
So should we not have this Twitter poll question of the day about whether they're going to be 2-0?
I'm not a, first of all, I'm not a fan of Twitter anyway.
Let me ask you a question. Since you're a bit of a butthead, I'm going to be a butthead back to you. Have you ever made a prediction before the season on the Eagles' final record? Like they'll go 10-6, or now we say 11-6, or 14-3. You ever make
like
a prediction?
Gone through each game and said win, win, loss,
loss. Doesn't have to be each game. Like, have you ever made a prediction and said what you think the record's going to be?
No, not to you. On
oh,
the
you're
air.
Lying.
On
you're lying. You're lying.
Do you want me to make one right now?
No, I don't. I just wanted to get you in the trap of when you said you do, because I know you have, and then say you obviously don't do one.
No,
at a time.
No, Joe. I've never predicted 11-5.
All right, Matt. Like Schwarber last night. What made you and others go well?
I want to be 1-0. That's all I want to be. 1-0.
Each knock week. It off. What made you go well?
Was, I don't know if it was said yet, 1980 U.S. beat the Russians.
Big.
Oh, yeah. Great, great answer right there. Holy mackerel. By the way, you know what? And I don't know how much Matt was joking and how much it was serious. There's very little in sports radio. And I was joking with Matt there. We're cool. He's a good dude. But one of the more annoying, for me as a talk show host and a sports fan, one of the more annoying aspects of sports talk radio is when a caller goes into, like, player speak mode. Or coach speak mode. Like, we don't think in terms of just one at a time.
No,
okay?
We don't. We just
okay?
don't.
Like,
we just
on.
Don't.
We just don't. All right. Drop of the week, something we do every single Friday. Let's have a little fun with the drop of the week.
Hallelujah.
It's the drop.
Krzyzewski.
Of the week.
Did it fall?
And even worse than that is when a caller calls in and quotes Jalen with, let's keep the main thing. All right, enough. All right, drop of the week brought to us by Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's Diamond Destination. Seltzer, what are we looking at?
All right, let's dive in. We're going to start with Irving Fryer, who was in on Monday. And inside baseball, I could have had like 4 or 5 cuts from Irving. He was so great. On Monday, but we
very
have so,
entertaining.
Very entertaining. We have so much to get to, so I'll keep it tight. But Irving, this is a piece of a story that he told about Brian Dawkins when he first got here, and how he was coming to Irvin Fryer for advice, and the timing just wasn't the best.
I'm trying to get an hour and a half, 2 hours of sleep before the next practice, and so I'm in my room, and this happened several times where Brian just wasn't sure about where he was with the team. As a rookie, didn't know whether he was going to get cut or not.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He hadn't become who he was going to become as a player. And he looked to me as one of the leaders on the team. And he knew I had a relationship with God. He was seeking that out as well. And he would come to my room when I was trying to sleep in between practices and have me pray for him and answer questions for him and give him try to instill confidence him. My gosh. I never let on that it was bothering me because that was my duty as a leader. That was my duty as a Christian.
So great. Like an unbelievable story. Yeah, it was really, really cool. Good. Yeah. All right, let's keep it rolling. John, when you fall asleep in the room we prep for the show in, it's probably going to make drop of the week. Here's the beginning of the show with No John Ritchie.
And we'll discuss that and more at length with you at 215-592-9494. This is the point normally I say good morning to John Ritchie, but James, he's, I don't know.
Not here. No, I just sent Lewis running around the halls to look for him, so he will be here momentarily.
He was here an hour ago.
Oh, he's here.
No, I know he's here. He's here, but he's not here.
Correct. And luckily, you made it to the show.
You guys really whipped Lewis into a fury.
Lewis, it took about 5 minutes.
Yeah,
How was it even, like, any mystery where I was?
You could be in the bathroom. You could have gone to your car.
Yeah.
You could have done anything. You could have gotten locked out. You know, like, anything's possible.
Lewis was running around like a maniac.
And when he got to me, it looked as though he'd been running for quite a while.
Yeah, he couldn't find you at first.
Yeah, that's just really surprising.
I told him where the room was, and he must have just not. It must have been lost in translation.
But he doesn't go back there. That
it really is like you can throw a rock between where the studio is and the room that I was.
Not really. It's pretty far.
It's a little far.
It's as far. It's as far as it can be from the studio.
Pretty funny though. And ultimately, John, about 7 minutes later, you enter
where someone has a doubted this team's ability to have any chance to win the World Series because they hadn't. By the way, hello, John. Just getting in the chair. John, good morning.
Hey, my fact of the day, Joe, is I just fell asleep in the meeting room while preparing for the show.
You fell asleep?
Oh, no.
Yeah, while sitting there.
That's rather bizarre.
Scrolling, reading, I was like, oh, you know what, I'll watch a review of you know, what happened.
Apparently
in the game
it was very
yesterday.
Boring, the review.
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, it was.
All right, well, we ripped John, now we got to rip Joe. Let's get to the day after, Joe. What am I talking about? The open to the show after the race.
A horrible series so far in New York, and a even worse job by the Hammer.
Uh-oh.
That was uh-oh from the jump. Look, we'll get
it
to
it. It was clear immediately.
It was clear immediately. Yeah. So we'll get to the race from yesterday and all of it with you on the phone lines.
Yeah.
Look, it was awful, man.
Well, hold on, because that's not enough. Just a little pile on.
I actually thought your fact today was going to be that I got my ass kicked yesterday in running, which would have been
a fact.
Underlined, bold-faced, italicized fact. All right, whale away. I'll take it because I deserve to take it.
All right, you got your ass kicked.
I did. And congratulations to Jack Fritz. And if you saw it on YouTube, we appreciate you saying it. And look, you can react to it.
And they did.
Well, they did. And, you know, one of the things I was thinking about just hearing that, so with Herb McGee yesterday when we practiced for an hour and a half, which was so cool, at one point he talked about how, you know, I should be able to beat Jack off the dribble. You know, there's only so many ways you can score in one-on-one. Outside shot, mid-range game, off the dribble, post-up, follow-up, you know, putback. That's it. Five ways to score.
Not free throws.
Yeah, we're that. And I said to him, I don't know how often I'm going to beat him off the dribble. his first step compared to my first step.
I agree with that.
I'm not really sure if that's in the bag.
Let's just hope you don't have to say this again.
Because I deserve the humiliation.
Let's just hope that was the only time we hear that.
Yeah, of course.
All right, let's keep it rolling. Lane Johnson on the show. Fascinating. When he talks about potentially retiring, maybe it's a clue at the end of this. Here's Lane on possible retirement.
Yeah, you know, with that said, if we win another one, it could be a high possibility. You know, like anybody, older player, you spend so much time away from family and friends. So for me, 13 years in league, plus college, plus high school. So a lot of stuff you don't get to, you know, enjoy with the rest of your family. So that weighs in on your mind. But as far as physically, man, I feel like I could play a long time. So, you know, you really take it year by year. So I'll have more answers at the end of this year, obviously. But, you know, I would like to play this year and next year, honor out my contract. But, you know, it varies.
I noticed that, the same thing, James.
Yeah,
sounds like
did,
it's
right?
2 years to go.
Yeah, that was my takeaway. Yeah. I mean, obviously anything can change, but it feels like 2 years in his head.
We know that they tend to change his contract. It's almost every year.
Yeah.
So that 2 years to go, who knows what that could be. That's open to change.
That's true.
All right, let's keep it rolling. From Lane John. How about this? Back-to-back having the two, I guess we should include Jake Elliott and Rick Lovato, but two of the four, then the most prominent two, two-time Eagles champions on the show. BG got in his chair. Hella fun with you, Jeff.
Let's welcome one of our favorites ever in Philadelphia sports, both as a player and as a person, our buddy in studio, the retired but still very active Brandon Grant. BG, good morning, buddy.
Oh, good morning, man. Good morning.
How are you, pal?
You know what? Happy to be back in my seat, man, talking to you. You know, having some fun.
BG! Because,
you know, I gotta say a little bit, man. You know, remember all that stuff you was talking all season last year, man? What we do? What we do, man? What we do?
I'm a motivator. Brandon, I'm a motivator, yeah. Man.
Get him, Brandon. Get him.
Motivator. I got you.
I love that he's the best, man.
Yeah,
like,
yes.
He just comes in, needles you. I also like that he said, my chair. You're damn right, BG. That is your chair.
There you go.
All right, let's keep
Even
it rolling.
I mean, I kind of said.
Well,
in my chair,
Devin, don't spoil the thing here.
I guess it can be yours, BG.
Yeah. It's a communal chair. All right, Joe, when you announced that, like, the greatest shot coach of all time is going to coach you, it makes Job of the Week.
I can tell you that one of my coaches, and I'm going straight to the Hall of Fame, because one thing you got to do in a game of one-on-one, you got to score buckets, and to score buckets, you got to make shots. So why not go to the shot?
Going to Herb?
Doctor himself.
Wow.
Hall of Famer,
wow.
Herb McGee.
Wow.
Herb McGee is Team Hammer.
Wow.
Team Hammer welcomes the Hall of Famer, Herb McGee. Ben Simmons wanted nothing to do with him. I say, sign me up.
I love that ending. That was a really funny way to put it. And you're right. It was good.
Can you imagine Ben Simmons telling Herb McGee he had no interest in working with him?
Okay, Herb, I don't need you, man. Come on.
It is so absurd.
Unbelievable. All right, let's keep it rolling. Funny moment. Turned out he wasn't quite as upset. But, Joe, I guess Devontae Smith thought you asked too tough a question here.
Who's more intense at their most intense moment? Oh, it was funny.
Oh, he called back. It was a mistake.
And the question was about Nick Saban or Nick Sirianni. Yeah,
and he called back. Interesting, saying they're very similar, which is cool.
Yes.
All right, three more to get to. A couple quick ones. Howie Roseman on the show could have taken a bunch of stuff, but I thought this was really funny, both showing how competitive Howie is and just how good he is at talking and having fun. Here's him talking about his auction item.
And if we can get it back to a level consistent with what we had last year, also, an opportunity to come to training camp next summer.
Oh, man.
Really, like, I'm competitive here right now. I'm a little disappointed. First of all, I'm disappointed that you gave the wrong number. That's fact check.
Yeah, bad job by me.
Fake news right there. And then,
he's funny, man.
Yeah.
He's got it. Like, he's, like, all cylinders. One more thing from the Howie interview, but it's actually Richie. Richie had every once in a while, Richie will get verklempt on the air. We've had those moments. You got to listen closely to what he is actually saying when he gets verklempt, because the irony is hilarious. Here's how he's talking about Unforgiven and John jumps in.
Deserves got nothing to do with it. I was using it from Home Alone. It's from Unforgiven, which is one of my favorite movies too. I just forgot about it. Breaking news. Well, Bob Lang.
So that would be Clint. And he said it to Bill
Gene
or
Hackman,
Gene
maybe?
Hackman.
Great movie.
He probably said it all awesome.
Anyway, sorry about that.
He probably said it all awesome.
What did you say?
He probably said it all awesome. Talking he about Clint Eastwood, but it comes out like he probably said it all awesome.
Yeah, you know, like Clint.
The irony is just so funny.
Go ahead, punk, make my day. He probably said it all awesome.
Exactly.
I didn't get that at
first. The fact that he's saying he probably said it all awesome, he can't sing it out, is just really funny to me. I enjoyed that. All right, one more. When you lose it, Hammer, we'll play it. And this time, For Rob. 3-2 Rob, as we like to call him. He got a great line in there, so I'm going to play it.
Oh. You guys were both skipping, coming back. I thought you were both really manipulating the material.
I was trying my
adroitly,
best.
Adroitly.
But,
man,
it
they were tough.
They were
as
hard.
As you can tell, they were 2-1.
Oh, Rob. But
Rob, nice job.
Hey, Rob, congratulations, man. Well done.
Joe, do you want to bend the knee?
Oh, no!
Awful. Awful. All right, what
Rob
wins here today?
Rob is the champion. It's 3-2, man.
Yeah.
So you got to call it someday.
Well, best of 7.
You're going to 7.
Best of 7.
All right.
So what wins it here? This is pretty wide open.
It's wide open. I think the Richie voice thing is funny. Richie sleeping is a potential
Richie
winner.
Richie sleeping is pretty good.
Pretty
I
good.
Think John reemerging.
Reemerging, yeah. The
yeah.
second.
That's what
I think that's the winner.
John
I agree.
Is
the fact
found.
Of the day I fell asleep, that
you
whole
got
thing.
It. Love it. All right, and with that. The drop of the week, we are good to go with John being found. All right, up ahead, we are going to get to our fantasy football draft order, the redo. It's embarrassing. I'll explain if you don't know what I'm talking about. I'll explain it next. Time's yours. Phone calls, too, from Borgata. It's Schwarber's Day on 94 WIP.
Listen closely. I have more exciting news from the team who recently helped me and Alicia with our engagement, Benari Jewelers. They're doing it again, and you're not going to want to miss this news. It's so huge. For the first time through the month of September, you can make any purchase, pay nothing down, and get zero interest financing for 5 whole years. Yeah, you heard that right. Not one penny down. No interest for 5 years only at Benari Jewelers. Think about this. Imagine a $10,000 designer ring for less than $170 a month. A $12,000 diamond tennis bracelet, the one she's always wanted, just $200 a month. Zero down, zero interest for 5 years. Don't miss this limited time offer. It starts next week, so begin thinking about that engagement, that anniversary, the push present, or any occasion you have coming up. You can finance the entire purchase price, including the tax. The special finance event starts next week and continues through September 30th, exclusively at Benari Jewelers, Exton and Newtown Square on approved credit.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.